Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Hello, Chris here. I was reading some interesting quotes about loneliness. A busy and active young mother said, "I have loving family and friends, but nobody I can talk to about my deepest, innermost feelings, thoughts and fears." A middle-aged businessman said, "Nobody really knows me, the real me, and I have nobody to connect with at the soul level." Another woman said, "I have nobody to share the sad and scary places of my life with. I have friends, but our relationships are pretty superficial." Isn't that interesting? And these are the older demographic. The BBC said young adults are more likely to feel lonely than older age groups. A study from the Office for National Statistics found that almost 10% of people aged 16 to 24 were always or often lonely, the highest proportion of any age group. One reason given was the more we invest in our social media self, the less authentic we are with the people around us, and that creates severe loneliness and isolation. Matt Cairns from Salvos Social Justice believes that it's only through deep and genuine relationships that people can break through the barriers of loneliness. I love what it says in Psalm 139 about how God is always with us, and no matter where we go, He is there. We may be lonely, but we are never alone. The writer of that psalm says, "Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, 'Surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me,' even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you."